resistance is futile.
On 92.1 The Eagle.
It's the Regional Rock Hour on 92.1 The Eagle, brought to you by Patty's Pub. We just heard Bone, Muscle, and Blood, the direct support act for ZZ Top, June 30th. Celebration! Still in the studio, Jim and Ted. Ted, Austin Hanks, what do you think of the guy?
You know, when it first was brought up to me as a suggestion, you know, let's check this guy out a little closer, and I immediately liked him right away. And then, you know, came out further, he's done all these songs for Sons of Anarchy and just solidified the deal. So I really like that. Was telling my son the story, and he's done Sons of Anarchy, and he happens to be watching the show, and he goes, oh yeah, they're on every time there's a break on the show and stuff. that's the background music is Austin Hanks, and he'd recognize the music right away. So,
and it's a very, very popular show.
I think people really like him.
Yeah. Why exactly did you guys pick Austin Hanks?
You know, admittedly, we had a little bit of background. What we have learned when we've gotten to the band type of bands that we're booking, the ZZ Tops, the Lynyrd Skynyrds, it is harder to get opening acts approved because a lot of people don't realize that all opening acts are subject to headliner approval. So what we did is, rather than try to offer up 10 bands that may or may not have the ability to get approved, we went out and researched who has opened for ZZ Top. A friend of ours had booked ZZ Top in Norfolk, Nebraska for this last Labor Day weekend, and he ended up having a heck of a time trying to find something that was simpatico with them. So we thought, well, rather than reinvent the wheel, why don't we go out and find somebody who's pre-vetted? So out of the four or five that we found online that had opened for ZZ Top with at least some regularity, Austin jumped to the surface. Number one, he had done 70-plus dates with them last year. He'd done a tour, I think, in 2012. And then of the bands we went out and listened, we're like, you know, wow, not only we can see why ZZ Top likes this kid. And so that was kind of the magic behind the decision.
It's just upbeat and lively,
there's a gritty Delta blues element to some of the songs. I think blues fans would like him. I think people that like Americana rock, anybody who likes Sons of Anarchy, obviously, you know, they've heard his music. So yeah, it's hard to pigeonhole him, but I think he's going to be, again, the word simpatico comes to mind. I think it does dovetail really, really nicely. But it's ironic because he actually, again, is a writing partner of Billy Gibbons. So Billy Gibbons actually not only served as executive producer of the album that came out in 2017 entitled Alabastard, not only does Billy Gibbons serve as executive producer, he played on that album along with Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think Jimmy Hall, one of my favorites from the old day from Wet Willie, was on there. And so, yeah, it was kind of a who's who. So I think when people go out and research Austin's pedigree, much like we did, they're going to see, if they're music fans at all, they're going to be like, wow, this guy has paid his dues. This isn't some flash in the pan. He's been out there chipping away at the musical, live music rock, if you will.
That and the fact that he's opened up for a lot of other bands. He's opened up for ZZ Top numerous times, several tours, and then he has opened up for Bad Company, Lynyrd Skynyrd,
Derek Trucks.
There's probably a handful of five or six more major acts that he's been the direct support for over the years.
I mean, he's excited. I mean, he's pumped. I mean, obviously, his realm has been the LA music scene. So if you go out and Google search on Austin Hanks, he's really built a name up there, but it's very regional. So when he was able to go out and tour ZZ Top, the fact that we're excited about him and we handpicked him, he's pumped. And so I think he's going to help sell this too. There's a video. I tell you what sealed the deal for me. So anyway, we're watching YouTube video, and he's got one where Rising Water Blues, which is off of his Alabastard album. Basically, it features Billy Gibbons in the video. They're in this old classic car garage, and they fist bump, on above the hood of a car. And Billy's actually one of the featured stars of this official video. And so it's got a cool vibe.
Yeah. We'll have to put that up on our Facebook page for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely, I would refer people out there to check that out. Rising Water Blues, and if you put Rising Water Blues Austin Hanks, it should take you right to it.
That song's actually featured in the movie Only the Brave that just was released here not too long ago with
Jeff Bridges and Josh Brolin.
Two huge actors, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, pick up your tickets. They go on sale tonight for Celebration, June 30th. Rock and roll. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Mason.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks not only to you, to the rest of the jocks, to Gus Weiler, the sales team, Alpha Media. You guys rock, and we appreciate your support. Admittedly, live music lives in Fort Dodge, and it does because we got a great team. So thank you, Alpha Media.
We've got a full board of 18 board members, and we are all well behind it and excited for this thing. So thank you.
It's a huge draw.
On behalf of all of them.
ZZ Top and Austin Hanks. Great news, guys. All right, we're back to the music after this. Regional Rock Hour 92.1.
Times that I missed, all the times I'll never know. And you don't understand it, how can I explain? You're running round in circles, calling
I'm still here.
Regional Rock Hour. 92.1.
Patty's Pub presents the Regional Rock Hour on 92.1 The Eagle. That's Hold for Swank. This is not a reggae song. Before that was 7 minutes till midnight. They've been doing a lot of work in the studio. I think we're going to have some stuff from them, some fresh originals coming soon. So make sure you are staying tuned for that. It's some very, very good young talent in that band. Speaking of young talent, I'm sure a lot of us know that there was a young lady from Clarksville. 20-year-old Maddie Pop made it to American Idol, got sent to Hollywood. She's not doing too shabby for herself. Now, I'll admit, I've never really watched American Idol. I think I'm going to have to start checking it out because she is wicked talented. One thing she really wants you to do, one thing that'll help her with American Idol is if you're on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, head over to her pages, like it, follow it,
all that. You know, get her numbers up. Let's show a little Iowa pride. Now, I really don't know a whole lot about her, but I was told a story recently by Gina from Patty's Pub. She does the Third Thursday Jam Sessions, of course, every month. So make sure you remember those local musicians and people that enjoy live music. Maddie Pop would show up to these. She showed up to a few of these, and she said every time she came, she went and thanked her personally for the opportunity to play, even though, you know, they don't have to do that. But she just very, very polite young woman, just very cool of her to do that. And everyone there, all of us here, just wish Maddie Pop the best success as she's moving forward here. Now we're going to kick it back into the music, starting off with one of the bands that's playing the show next Saturday at Patty's Pub. Don't Die's after the break, and then we will have the debut of the one and only Fault Mine after this. Regional Rock Hour 92.
Spring has sprung and the Rock Room is rocking at Patty's Pub. Saturday, April 7th, Fault Mine makes their very first Rock Room performance. Backed by Des Moines' own Baracus and Fort Dodge's Don't Die, you won't want to miss this one. And don't forget about the Third Thursday Jam Session on April 19th, Surf Zombies and MGCC on Friday the 20th, or Riddled with Class on Saturday the 21st. Like and follow Patty's Pub on Facebook for upcoming shows and events. Good times, good people, good music. It's all good at Patty's Pub, downtown Fort Dodge.